My guest at this time is Phyllis Schlafly. She is the founder and president of Eagle Forum. Find them at eagleforum.org. She is also best known as the grassroots leader of the effort to defeat the Equal Rights Amendment in the 1970s and 80s. She's also a prolific author, a syndicated columnist, and most recently the author of the book, Who Killed the American Family? We want to get her thoughts today on how women's issues are factoring into the final hours and days here of the midterm campaign for 2014. And Phyllis, it's an honor to have you as always. Thank you.
Thank you. Always good to join you.
One of the things we've been seeing, obviously, in the last several election cycles is the allegation from Democrats that Republicans are waging a war on women. It seemed to work for the president in 2012. It seemed to work in the few major races in 2013, particularly the Virginia governor's race. And so many Democrats are once again employing that strategy. But right now you have certain races, especially Mark Udall out in Colorado, where many people are frustrated that he's spent most of his time talking about that issue. You also have some Democrats nationally saying the party has spent too much time on this and not focusing on other things that voters might care about. What's your sense of how the Democrats have played the war on women card this time around?
Well, it's absolutely ridiculous to say the Republicans are waging a war on women. But really, Obama's speech in Rhode Island shows that he's the one who's starting a war on women. Did you note what he said? He said that some women who want to stay home with when their children are young for a few years and they leave the workforce for that purpose, that's not a choice we want Americans to make. Those are his exact words. And who gave Obama the right to decide what career choice women will be allowed to make? What kind of a country do we live in? We assume he's speaking for his administration, and the evidence is abundant that he meant exactly what he said. He does not want women to have the choice to take care of their own children or go take a job and put their kids in daycare.
Well, here's exactly what the president said last week, and you summed it up pretty well, but here's the exact quote.
And sometimes someone, usually mom, leaves the workplace to stay home with the kids, which then leaves her earning a lower wage for the rest of her life as a result. And that's not a choice we want Americans to make. So let's make this happen. By the end of this decade, let's enroll 6 million children in high-quality preschool.
Now, the president's defenders, of course, Phyllis, will say that what he was trying to say there was that daycare is prohibitively expensive and sometimes it's not that high of quality, and so that forces women to stay home when they would otherwise rather be in the workplace. Others have said, well, that's saying that if it's cheaper, then there's no good reason for women to stay home. What do you make of what he actually said and what his defenders claim he said?
Well, I think we have to take him at his words. And what he actually did say was that he did not want to have for women to have the choice of taking care of their own kids or putting them in daycare. And, of course, if they stay in the workforce and take a job, then they're going to be paying taxes to the government. And so their taxes are going to let our ever-loving big government take care of our kids. And he wants to deprive women of the choice of taking care of their own children. Now, he's not the first one to say that. That is straight down the line feminist ideology. In fact, it was first said by that big mama of Women's Lib, who's Simone de Beauvoir, who's taught in all the college courses as the founder of feminism, who said, no woman should be authorized to stay at home to raise her children, precisely because if there is such a choice, too many women will make that one, and we don't believe any woman should have that choice. So she thinks any woman who stays home with her kids is a parasite, and we've got to get her out in the workforce so she can pay taxes and the government can take care of her kids.
This is coming at the same time, of course, that the administration is pushing for universal pre-kindergarten. So what do you think is part of that agenda?
Well, that's what they want. And, of course, the feminists have always wanted to have all kids in daycare. They tell young women that taking care of small children is belittling, and it's not worthy of the time and talent of an educated woman. You know, he's just completely adopted the feminist line. And at any rate, the bottom line is, he has now said clearly he wants to take away from women the right to make that choice, to do whichever they want to do.
Phyllis, you've obviously studied women's issues for decades and decades now, leading the fight against the ERA, among many other causes. You obviously speak with many women today and through the years. What's their attitude towards this question about stay-at-home moms?
Well, it's pretty funny. The number of women who are wanting to stay home, at least when their kids are young, is increasing. The percentage is getting bigger. So this must befuddle the feminists quite a bit. And we see that the press is writing about such new words as hypergamy. And that means that women like to marry a man who's earning more than she does, so that when her children are young, she can simply opt out and stay home. And so women have different choices that they want to make. And again, I ask you, who is Obama to decide that he should make that choice for women? That is a real war on women.
Do you think the Democrats have overplayed their hand on this?
I certainly do. And they do everything the feminists want. And of course, they want everything that creates big government. They want everything that makes people more dependent on government. And you know, there's some new surveys. We've spent all this money on public schools, they've been saying for years that the reason for the big difference, the gap between the high achieving and the low achieving kids, is poverty. But now their new information is the gap is whether they have a mother and father or not. And that's what makes the difference between the high-achieving and the low-achieving kids.
Any quick predictions for election night, Phyllis?
Well, I'm hopeful because this election is going to decide who controls the Supreme Court. And there will be some upcoming appointments. And we don't want Obama to have any more. He's already packed the court as well as he can, and we don't want him having any more appointments to the Supreme Court.
Phyllis, we'll leave it there, and we'll be watching late into the evening tomorrow. Thanks very much for your
yes,
time, as always.
Go to my website, eagleforum.org.
Eagleforum.org is the site. Phyllis Schlafly is the founder and president of Eagle Forum, and she is also the leader of the grassroots effort to defeat the Equal Rights Amendment, and most recently the author of Who Killed the American Family? I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.